Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
And I'm your co-host, Trey Chapman. Today's special guest is a talented individual that has passion in his craft and has been blessed with gifted hands.
Please, help us welcome public figure, celebrity hairstylist, and creator of Hype Hair, Alonzo Arnold. But today, everybody, Alonzo Arnold could not be here. So we have Alonzo's alter ego, who is...
Alice Shaquita.
I'm just playing.
Alana.
Alana.
Yeah, that's
so
cute.
It's from
very cute,
Alonzo
simple.
To Alana.
Right, something easy to remember, right, yes.
Oh my goodness.
You like it?
I like
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you.
I like it, Alana. Okay. And you know, I was telling you earlier that you kind of look like Taraji today.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, I get that a lot. Like Taraji, Monica, Sierra, just the name of you.
Really?
Yes.
All the time?
All the time.
I'm going to tell you something. Being a woman is so natural for you.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Like,
I'm gonna have to get your number.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sliding in, you know, to the DMs or something, you know. Who knows?
Yeah. So let me know. You look so pretty. I like the way you're just moving your hair and
Thank
all that.
You.
What
yes.
got you to be a professional hairstylist?
Well, you know, I was working at a fast food restaurant. I'm not gonna say no names, but you know, our restaurants have their busy and you know seasons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. So I was just, the slow season was approaching and I was just kind of like going broke. So I needed some money at the moment. And so I just kind of did it on the side and you know, it kind of ventured out to me going to people's houses and stuff. And then
really?
I stepped inside a salon and like, it just took over from there. So
Boom.
Yeah, it's been about 5 years.
So when you walked in the salon, did it kind of like lights, camera, action, this is it?
Well, yeah, at first it was kind of slow. Like I was just sitting for like a week straight watching everybody do hair. And I was like, when am I going to get some clients? And
yeah.
like, I had to go outside. At the time, Instagram wasn't that popular.
Right.
So I had to go out and like, you know, do like, what is it called? Word of mouth. And like pass out my business cards to different kinds of people, sneak on college campuses, things like that.
Whoa.
Yes, yeah. Those were the days. Like, I kind of miss those days, but you know, that's what helped me get to where I am
yeah.
now.
Had to do it the humble way.
Right, you had to do it the humble
yeah,
way, right.
Yeah, see, you did it the humble way.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I did.
So when you got into the salon and you started working and all that, like, did you think that you was going to get as much celebrity backing and love and support as you're getting now?
I didn't think it would be this soon.
Yeah.
I definitely thought it would have taken more time. But, you know, with Instagram, you know, now it's like the social media and stuff like that. It's like the new way of promoting yourself. I think,
yeah.
like, you know, anybody has the potential to, you know, grow
yeah.
so quick.
Wow. So who are some of the celebrities that you did?
I worked with Kalani. I did wigs for Kiki Palmer, Kim Zolciak, Portia
yeah.
Williams, Housewives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did Solange Knowles. I made 2 wigs for her. Just to name a few. Remy Ma did her red carpet event for BET last year. And she won, I think, best rapper, female rapper. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to name a few.
So what advice would you give to somebody that's getting into this profession?
I would say don't get into it like being 70% committed to it and then having like a side job. Come in it fully, 100%, ready to take over, you know, ready to, you know, give your all in it. You know what I'm saying? So just don't come in and have like 2 other jobs. Like be coming into it like full blown.
Yeah, that was some really good advice too, because I know a lot of
yes.
that actually got like 3, 4, 5, 6, 10
right.
jobs.
Right, and then they'll
yeah.
get burnt out really quick.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, it's not working for me. You know, I'm not making the money, so I'm going to just not do hair. No, you have to come in it like full pace.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Wow.
Yes,
because
I found like at first I was doing that.
Yeah.
But then I had to like get, you know, fired a few times and then like quit jobs. And I was just like, okay, I'm doing hair completely now. So
that's some great advice. Really
how many jobs have you had?
Thousands, honey. I should be Jamaican because I had 1,000 jobs, honey. But no, for real, I had like, I would say
you
about
a boss
15
now.
Jobs. Yeah, I'm
you
a boss.
Boss now.
Well, thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
The title fits, boss. Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll have more with Alonzo Arnold / alter ego, Alana.
Alana.
I know.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me? See you after this commercial. We'll be right back. Machine Talk Live, and we're here with our special guest, hair expert Alonzo Arnold, aka Alana.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being with us. Oh my gosh, I've had so much fun with
yes,
you. Like, you are a hoot.
Oh. Girl, I try not to be, but you know, sometimes I'm real shy, but you know, I had to open up today.
Oh my goodness.
So Alana, serious question. Look at my hair.
Okay.
Scale from 1 to 10, how hot you think it is?
I would give it a 6.5.
6.5?
Mm-hmm.
So why you think people just got, like, you know, hair like me or curly hair or whatever really kind of want units?
Well, you know, these are more protective style. You know, people don't want to put a lot of heat on their hair. They can, you know, go from different colors to different styles. So that's why a lot of people don't want to, you know, just go to the real hair and cut it off or, you know, color it, because it's going to break it. Why, you know, do that when you have wigs? You
right.
Know?
How I get a 6.5? How I get a 6.5?
Well.
I mean.
The braids.
Yeah.
I give you a 7.
No, but I'm sure, like, what's wrong with, where does 7 come from? Where the 12, where the 10, or the 15?
Well, you know, the braids will be a little more slicker. You know, they're about 3 days old, I can see.
They is about a week old.
Oh, okay. See, I gave you 3 days. See?
Yeah. Yeah, they've been for a little
minute.
You
did good, right?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I did.
She got that eye.
She got that eye.
Yes,
exactly.
I got
that
eye.
She got that eye. Yeah, that's a good eye.
Thank you.
So,
con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hey, tell us about the units, because you make units and they look so real.
OMG, thank you so much.
Well, yes, what's the secret to them looking so real?
Well, you know, you got to find the perfect lace. That's the first thing, you know, because you don't want too thick of a lace or, you know, it'll start looking like a helmet. So you have to, I search so high and low for, like, good quality lace. And a lot of people don't understand, you know, you just can't bring any lace to a professional stylist and think they're going to, you know, just, it's going to come out like, you know, how it is on Instagram or whatever, because it's not, you know. You have to, I recommend, like, all stylists to sell their own hair and then, you know, kind of have their clients to get their hair. You know, because they're working, it makes it easier for them to work with, you know, their hair type.
Okay, so now you would, somebody would bring this to you, or you since you make them, you basically have them already.
Right, how do you,
what is the secret to making it look so real? Like,
well, I would say, besides the lace, I would do, like, the plucking. Plucking is key. Mm-hmm. You have to bleach the knots as well, which is, it's a lot of work that goes into making the actual lace look real. That's why I charge, like, up there in price, you know, because it takes a lot of work, but it's all worth it. And then they're very high maintenance, too.
Very high maintenance.
Yes, you have to come, like, every 2 to 3 weeks just to get it reapplied and, you know, cleaned up and styled. Yeah, it's a lot of maintenance.
Okay, so, oh my God, so with the units, they wear them for 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah, for 2 weeks at a time, they'll take them off. But see, lace was really made for, like, film and TV. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of got taken over, you know, by, you know, our culture, because people, you know, were just tired of dyeing their hair. It was like, why do that when I can get a wig? So,
swag.
Right.
Yes.
So how do you maintain your own hair for 2 weeks underneath a...
It's braided down. Mm-hmm. It's braided down. And then basically what you can do is, like, with the wig, all you do is just, like, adhesify.
Adhesify,
yes. I don't know if that's a word.
It is today.
Right, it is today. But, you know, just put some adhesive, you know, at the top. And then basically, like, when it's time to, like, lift it up, you can kind of tell when it's kind of old, because it'll start lifting and start looking dirty.
Yeah.
So, but your hair is braided down underneath.
Wow.
So that way there's, like, really no tension from the sewing or anything. And, like, these have clips in the back. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to sew it at all, you just clip it in the back, you know, while adhesified in front. So, yeah.
So now there's so many people that make these units. Mm-hmm. What makes yours stand apart from others?
I would say the time I put into, like, the styling is key. Layers is, like, key as well. A lot of people don't like to cut their hair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're sending wigs out without layers to your client, it's going to kind of be hard for them to curl it and style
right.
it. You know, so I like to layer it up, honey. So that way when they get it, it's going to be nice, flowy. You know, and when they curl it, no matter how they curl it, it's still going to fall the same.
Yeah.
So that's why I think my wigs stand out from, you know, other people. Okay. And then the colors, as you can see, like, I love color.
Yeah, you got them wild colors.
Yes.
You got the red going to the pink to the orange.
Right, to the orange. And then I love the little roots. See, I love roots. Because roots make it look more natural.
Yeah.
Right. And then it kind of, you know, makes it stand out. So I love adding roots to my wigs. Like, and this one has a little root, you know.
Yeah, I see that.
Thank
you.
It looks good.
Thank you so much.
Taraji.
Oh, yes. Talana. Oh, I like that. Yes, Talana.
I actually really like that. That's actually really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wore this, like, last week with my Versace outfit.
Oh, you had that Versace on.
It was really good. Yes, they loved it.
So now, how can they tell us how to get in touch with you?
Well, you can get me on Instagram at I am Alonzo Arnold. Everything, I am Alonzo Arnold. Google, I am Alonzo Arnold. And then, like, my website will pop up. And then it has my number, contact, where you can book appointments, classes that are coming up, and, you know, just things like that.
You should have two. You should have Alonzo and Alana.
Ooh, right. Yeah. Ooh. But you know what? That would be money.
You think?
Yes. It took me $3,000 to build my website.
Well, no, I mean on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, Instagram. Okay, yeah.
That's, you should have two.
Ooh,
that
I'm
way they
that.
Get the, you know,
but see, I want them to, I don't want them to be too, like, separated. You know what I'm saying? Because I want them to know, like, you know, I don't want to fool nobody. Because I want them to see, like, you know, me regularly and see me dressed up.
I want to see, know who you is.
Right.
You're going to let them know who you is.
Right, yes.
That's it. So with you jumping like head first into the wig game, you know, and being extremely successful, what's going to be your next venture?
Well, I really kind of want to stop doing hair like in the next 2 years. And I want to kind of have like a manufacturer, like a distributor, like of wigs where like, you know how Wendy Williams has her wigs, like she be selling them off the racks and stuff like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's crazy. Like I want to have like a team kind of like that. And then like I'm focusing now on my product line. My shampoo line is coming out. I have my own flat iron line, curling irons, just a whole lot of like hair tools that I'm focusing on, you know, now. And I want to kind of put this to rest a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, be really exclusive with like exclusive clients that can only get wigs.
So you on the grind for real.
Yes.
You got that mentality. You're going to get that money.
Yes, I got to get it.
Let's feel free to send some stuff to Sheen so we can check it out, you know.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we can see how it goes.
Once you come here, you never leave the family.
Yeah, ooh, right. It's hard.
Yeah, yes. We like the godfather here. Be careful.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, once you win, you definitely in. Mm-hmm. Ain't no out.
Yes.
Except for a box. You don't want to go there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So, well, Alonzo, a.k.a. Alana, thank you for being with us today. For more Sheen Talk Live, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, Sheen Magazine TV.
Yes, and don't forget to pick up your copy of Sheen Magazine at Walmart, Target, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and, of course, go online to www.sheenmagazine. Thank you again.